Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally in the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhered to earlier ceasefire plans, they're doubtful the ceasefire can hold. On the streets of Damascus, many reacted regarding the agreement, both for and against the ceasefire. Abdullahi Alamori is a student there. He believes this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. He believes the truce is not like the previous one, and he said he's demanding the opposition separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States now and the United Nations, as well as non-governmental groups active in Syria, is to arrange broader access to humanitarian aid. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We have to make sure that North Korea is not able to get the resources further to develop its nuclear program. It is a very serious threat to world peace. It is a rogue state, a regime that seems bent on this irrational, dangerous, provocative conduct, and the global community needs to be utterly united against it.
The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea. This is VOA News. Top Afghan